Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. St. Paul must have missed the memo on the year 2020. Rejoice? Always? As the best-known starship Captain James T. Kirk once said, or as it will say, to his Klingon adversary, right. You know where we've been this year, what routes we've been compelled to take, what loads we've been forced to carry, political turmoil like we've never seen, at least in our lifetimes. Alexis de Tocqueville called a presidential election a national crisis, because as the election nears, we see more intense intrigues and agitation both increases and spreads like a river overflowing its banks. He saw it way back in the 1830s. We've been perfecting the art of the crisis ever since. And who could miss the protests? The violence, the anarchy, the racial tensions, the injustices on so many fronts. How many more ways can 2020 dump on us? Ah, those wildfires and the hurricanes. And yes, I absolutely must mention that microscopic elephant in the room, COVID. And the resulting upheaval of all of life. And one wonders if society's response has been more like a bull elephant wildly trying to stamp out a fly that just keeps evading its own demise. Rejoice? Always? Seriously, Lord? Put yourself in Paul's shoes. He wrote of his greater labors, his imprisonments, his countless beatings. 5 times he received the 40 lashes less one from his Jewish brothers, 3 times beaten with rods, 1 stoned with rocks, that is, 3 times shipwrecked, adrift at sea, on frequent journeys, in danger from rivers, danger from robbers, danger from his own people, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brothers, in toil and hardship, though through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure. And you think you have little cause for rejoicing? Recall also where St. Paul pens these words in our text. In prison, one more time, one final time. House arrest in Rome, to be precise. And he would not get out alive. Yet the apostle could make his prayer for the Philippian saints with joy because of their partnership with him in the gospel. Paul could rejoice that Christ Jesus was being proclaimed, whether in pretense or in truth. He could rejoice that Christ would be honored in his body by life or by death. As he said with joyful confidence, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." There's reason for rejoicing. So if there is in any encouragement, he writes, be of the same mind. Do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. That, though, is not the cause of the joy, but it is joy's fruit. When you seek joy, look no further than Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Our Lord actually rejoiced in the midst of his emptying, his humiliation, and his death. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. His joy was seeking and saving you, your brothers and sisters in him, indeed the whole world. Your crucified and risen Lord is still at hand. Only he can give the peace that surpasses all understanding. That is your cause for rejoicing, even in the midst of 2020. You see, rejoicing is not the same as feeling exuberant or being carefree. Joy is not the same as a happy smiley face. No, joy is more like a dislocated thumb. The bones are out of joint. The pain is intense. And along comes a friend, and he pulls on that distressed joint and snaps it back into place. Ah, relief. Oh, the pain is still throbbing, but that pain is no longer as intense. The joy is that the joint is put back in place. Now the healing may commence. That's rejoicing. Rejoice in the Lord always. Always? Why not? Your Lord's suffering, death, and resurrection have put you back in place with the triune God. Sins forgiven, peace restored. And now, with Paul, you may be content, whatever the situation. You may face plenty or hunger, abundance or need, and all with joy. It is God who works in you, even in the midst of AD 2020, both to will and to work his good pleasure. Amen. And the peace of God, which goes beyond all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Please rise.